less than a month into the second coming of the Trump administration, and already the temperature down at the pilot lounge is hotter than a New Delhi tenement in the last summer's global warming. Jolene's beauty salon, thanks to Ronald's constant up-to-the-minute hair-on-fire news commentary, has resulted in the loss of three of Jolene's most reliable clientele, a fact which she has tried to impress on her gay beautician without much success. A couple more and Ronald will be going with them, she thinks, although, truth be told, in these post-fact times, Rebecca Arnold pretty much instigated the argument when she announced to the entire salon that she was happy the man in high office had declared that only two sexes were admissible in the new definition of gender. No trans and, according to her, maybe no gays either. Red flag to Donald's bull. The diner, as always, is a hotbed of insurrectionist talk, liberal outrage, malicious supporters, and even a few customers who seem only interested in breakfasts and lunches. Even the flatheads left off the usual arguments of stock versus aftermarket carburetor replacement, 6 to 12 volt upgrades. The only topics across their DMZ concerned now with geopolitics. Did Trump really mean he'd bulldoze Gaza and make a Riviera on the sea? Was Greenland worth a fight with the Danes? Should we take back the Panama Canal? Forget about carb overhauls and white wall tires. The vintage car guys were weighing in on the Ukraine war, the China-Taiwan threat, the NATO debates. Don't even get them started after two refills of Brenda's high-octane caffeine on the purges going on with the musketeer crews or the confirmation battles split evenly down party lines. The only thing that united these patriotic diners, the only thing, was their unanimous outrage when Anita inked in on every spattered and battered menu. Due to the spike in egg prices, all egg items will be $2 extra. The great wailing and the drumbeat pounding of chests that emanated from the four Michael tables could have been heard clear to Stamwoodopoulos. As two-tone intoned, once the hubbub died down a few decibels. It's the egonomy, stupid. And for possibly the first time in months, we all laughed.